Masechet Baba Batra Perek Het Mishnah Dalid. A child both inherits if his father left property or possessions behind, or his mother left property and possessions behind. Here we're going to compare the inheritance that somebody has when it comes to inheriting from their father and the inheritance from their mother, and we'll apply that to how it relates to male and female children. Mishnah says, Ehad haben ve'ehad habat ve'nahala. The same is for a son and for a daughter if they're inheriting from their father or their mother. In other words, a son always comes before a daughter. If there are any sons in the mix, the sons automatically inherit and the daughters do not. Whether we're talking about inheritance from a father or we're talking about inheritance from a daughter, the sons always come first. If there are no sons, that's when daughters are biblically entitled to some of the inheritance. We should take note that the Gidolei HaPoskim of later generations have all discussed that it is improper to leave out daughters from inheritance. It creates major chaos and problems with Shalom Bayit, and therefore they've come up with many mechanisms in order to enable that to happen halachically. If nothing is done automatically, the children who are boys would inherit. That's the automatic stance. Once death of a person happens, his male descendants inherit. And if his daughters take, they're possibly stealing because they're not entitled to anything. So therefore, the Gedolei HaPoskim of this generation and previous generations have come up with something called the Halachic Will, where a person signs a will stating that his possessions are basically given away the second before his life ends and doesn't fall into inheritance mode. He's giving it as gifts right before he passes away, and if that's being done, he can give it to whoever he would like. But biblically, inheritance just goes to the boys if there are any male children. Ela shehaben notel pishenayim benichse ha'av ve'enu notel pishenayim benichse ha'em. The only difference between inheriting from a father's estate to a mother's estate is that a firstborn boy, a bechor, takes pishenayim, takes a double portion in the estate of his father, but he would not take a double portion in the estate of his mother. A double portion, not being double whatever the other brothers are getting, but he counts as if he's two children. Let's say there are four children, four boys, and four boys are inheriting. So the Bechor counts as, they'll divide everything up into five portions. The Bechor would get two of those five portions, and the other three boys would get one each for a total of five. That would only apply to a person, a boy who's inheriting from his father's estate. But if somebody was inheriting from his mother's estate, then the boys are all equal no matter what, and they would not be pishenayim, they would not be a double portion for the Bechor. V'habanot nizonot minichse ha'av, ve'enan nizonot minichse ha'em. Minor daughters who are below the age of bat mitzvah are automatically supported from the estate of their father if he passes away while these girls are still children. But that only applies, the fact that they're supported from the estate of their father, but they would not receive any support from the estate of their mother who passed away.